And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3, and joining us on the Street Beat is Nicole Case, Machias Memorial High School. All right, so tell us what you're doing.
Working on a revitalization effort at Southside Field in Machias.
And where is that exactly located?
Southside Field is out on Route 1 near McDonald's, across from Expressions.
Okay, so what's needed there?
Well, Southside Field has quite a few needs. The drainage is less than desirable, leaving us with a soggy field. And more importantly, the pitch of the infield has been too steep. And so every year, the school and the town work together to buy new turfs and materials for the infield, only to have them wash off into the parking lot year after year. So we are looking to have a drainage ditching done in the outfield beyond the home run fence, putting a French drain down the third baseline to remediate water issues, and then repitching the infield.
Do you have somebody lined up to do this yet, or
they've actually jumped on it and done it, and so we're moving forward. We do have a much lengthier list, but these were the immediate needs,
mm-hmm.
and so we're looking to raise $12,200 to pay for all of this. But should we happen to raise more, we need new bleachers, we need new dugouts, like. The field could use some work.
How many different clubs use that program?
So the neat thing about Southside Field is that it's actually a town owned field, but that's also made it difficult for us to use COVID money there.
Mm.
Machias Area Little League uses that field. In the past, there have been area softball leagues, like men's leagues, who mm-hmm. have played there, but it is home of the Lady Bulldogs.
Okay. If it's fixed up again, you'll probably get more people that want to start using it a little more.
Absolutely. I think it's a tremendous resource in our community.
Okay, so tell me again how much you're raising, and do you have a deadline or anything like that?
Well, short term, we're looking to raise $12,200. We're at $5,950. Should we happen to raise more than that, we will put that money, towards that field, bleachers and dugouts specifically. And as far as the deadline goes, we're just, we're looking at the sooner the better. Jerry Wood is a contractor who has been wonderful for us. He's done the drainage and is working on finishing up the infield. And he'll, take his payment when he can get it. Of course, we need to pay for the materials right away, and we'll cover that with the money we already have.
So where's the best place to get information and also to donate?
Recently, Machias Valley News Observer did an article on us that was on their front page. We have information on our school Facebook page. And as far as donating, we don't have any electronic means of doing so set up.
Okay.
It's tricky with schools. But cash or checks could be dropped off at the Machias Memorial High School office or mailed to Machias Memorial High School, 1 Bulldog Lane, Machias, Maine, 04654.
Where was that location one more time?
So the field we're talking about is actually a softball field.
A softball field, okay.
Yep, our baseball field is on campus, and we've done a lot of work on that. So it just seemed a shame that the boys had a much nicer field to play on than the girls did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything else that we should know?
I don't believe so. We're pretty impressed with the response from the community thus far. It was pretty exciting to see donations roll in.
How much have you received so far?
$5,950.
Nice. Now, when did you guys start?
I sent some letters out to two organizations about 2 weeks ago, but we didn't put it out publicly, and it was like a week and a half ago. It's a great project for our community. I mean, every kid in this area plays on that field at some point or another. So.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thanks
All right.
so much.
Have a
All
good
right.
one. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that was Nicole Case of Machias Memorial High School. This is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3.